Welcome to Bro Lab, a Waukegan exclusive podcast hosting Andrew, that's me, Gang Gang, and Anthony.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
All right, so on today's episode, we're going to do things a little differently. We're not going to be talking about topics and shit.
Mm-mm.
We're going to play a game. So what's that game called, Anthony?
It's called Never Have I Ever.
All right, how do we kick this shit off then?
I mean, honestly,
I've never played this shit before.
I mean, it's simple.
I play truth or dare, spin the bottle, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's kind of the same shit, just all truths. You know, when they ask you the truth questions, it's literally just like that.
All right, so how are we going to kick it off? Who go first?
Shit, you want to rock, paper, scissors?
So you want to rock, paper, dick?
Excuse me? Bro, we got viewers that are not allowed to hear that.
All right, I'm sorry. You want rock, paper, tits?
This nigga. All right, fuck, ready?
All right, ready, go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck.
I want that bitch.
All right, fuck it.
You want to go two out of three?
Nah, I got it.
You can do two out of three.
No, I got it. We're going to start it off right now.
All right. I mean, shit. First of all, I'd say, happy Martin Luther King Day.
True shit.
And now we kick it off.
You know, the dream is alive. All right, fuck it. Let's get it. Never have I ever been caught having sex in a public place. Oh, shit. Just straight out the jump like that, fuck.
Damn.
Have I been caught in a public place? Nah.
Nah.
I've done it in public places, but I ain't been caught.
In the back of a Burger King or something?
I don't know about all that.
You said I'm a fucker at Subway, eat fresh, nigga.
That nigga said, let me get them Italian buns.
Italian buns.
Quick chicken breast.
He said, bitch, I want everything on it.
I'm dead.
Wait.
So if we don't answer, do we have to drink?
I mean,
the bottle is right there.
I mean, we could just make our own fucking rules, you know. I guess if you don't want to answer, plead the fifth. I guess take a shot.
Oh, okay. Or
yeah, that's if you're.
All right, fuck it. Let's do this. Whoever doesn't answer, all of them, the loser basically.
Okay.
One of them goes on the other person's account, on Twitter, Instagram, or something, Facebook.
So how do they know who's the loser? We keep track of cards or something.
Yeah, like the card you don't answer, put it to the side.
Ah, okay.
So, if you guys want to check it out, see who the loser is, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, that's it, right?
Oh, that shit.
Yeah.
Just go to Bro Lab and you'll see
our ads.
Handles, ads, bullshits. All right, can I go now?
Yeah.
All right. Never have I ever purposely left a belonging with an ex to have an excuse to go back.
Damn.
I mean, I never left it to have an excuse to go back. I just left it because I didn't want that shit no more. You know? It's like, it's already contaminated with the bullshit.
Yeah.
Fucking hoes.
Fuck it.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks.
Okay. Never have I ever been kicked in the nuts. Yeah, I have, actually.
Nigga, that was all freshman year.
Nigga, who the fuck you telling? We were playing football and shit. Y'all motherfuckers go knee high.
My fault.
Goddamn. Jeez. No, that's an easy one, though. That's slight work.
That's some pussy shit.
So, go ahead. Oh, the bad cards, put it on this side.
Okay.
So, we know.
The good cards go over here.
Yeah.
All right. Never have I ever heard my parents having sex. I mean,
you plead the fit?
I don't really know if it was them having sex or not. Them motherfuckers was loud. Banging around and shit.
You seen that meme where it's like, me at 3 a.m. winning a game, and then my parents in the other room are clapping for me. You know what y'all talking about?
It wasn't, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It wasn't clapping, dude. It was like a bump.
You're like, oh shit.
It wasn't rhythmically or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, they weren't making beats in there?
It wasn't, you know, like Kevin Hart did. It was just one thump.
And, never have I ever cock blocked a friend. See, I don't know about this. I don't think so.
That's a tough one, huh?
I don't think I have. Nah.
So, like, was it like, dude was like, he liked this girl, and then, like, the girl would come by, and you would start talking bullshit?
Probably. So and it would be like, I guess, right?
Cock blocker, you know?
Wait, so that means that I didn't answer.
Like, nigga, you remember when you were at your mama's house and you didn't want to touch the fire and I did?
Oh, yeah.
Some cock blocking shit.
That's fucked up.
Nigga, didn't that girl talk to you yesterday? What's her name? Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up shit. Wait, so that means I lose this one or no? Because I answered.
You answered, so I mean, I guess we're just going to win this bitch, both of us.
Yeah, low key.
All right, here I go.
I mean, I don't think I've ever cock blocked, like, real shit.
I mean, I've probably done it unconsciously.
Yeah. But, like truly, like, going into it? Nah, I don't think so.
Sure. Never have I ever pretended to put it. Whoa. Never have I ever pretended to put money in on a bill with a group of people, but didn't. Yeah, I did that shit, boy. I'm not gonna lie. I did that shit. I was I got, like, 7 on it.
Yeah. $1
bill. Yeah. Folded up, put it there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then it was like, what about the tip? I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah. Got up and left that bitch, bro. You got me fucked up.
That's crazy.
Bro, I was broke. That's a free meal.
Real shit, though.
They said order whatever I want.
All right, fuck it. Never have I ever snagged someone else's food when the delivery person accidentally arrived at my door.
I mean, that shit rarely happens, though.
The only fucking people that deliver is pizza, because I don't know no niggas that DoorDash or nothing.
But that's what I'm saying, like... What about your neighbors? You never sell from your neighbors in the same building?
Nah. I probably would do that shit if it's a free pizza, but I'll take that bitch.
I ordered that, like, I didn't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, I was like, what pizza? I ordered the same shit. I was like, man, I didn't know y'all liked the same things.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fuck it.
Oh, what about when you're at a place and they call an order? And you say they got, like, a lot better shit. You take their shit.
That shit happened to me at Burger King.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that before.
See, I remember I was in the drive-thru at Burger King. And they weren't even in a rush, nigga. It was just me. I'm in the car. I'm chilling. And the lady just starts giving me my food. I still have my card in my hand. She's like, oh, you're missing something? I'm like, yeah, my Sprite. And she gives it to me and doesn't even ask for the car, so I just dip off.
Yeah,
I'm like, awesome. Shit, I'm not tripping. I'm like, I just got a free. I even called my sister. I was like, yo, I was geeked as fuck, nigga.
That's their fault. That's a lesson.
Hell yeah.
Alright, here we go. Never have I ever worn the same underwear twice in a row. Gee, yeah, I did.
I thought you was going to plead that one for you. That's funny.
I mean, if my balls wasn't sweaty, I'm good. You know?
You don't even try to hand wash it or nothing. Just straight out the jump. That nigga said,
that shit
passed, he's good.
That bitch passed the smell test, we good. You know,
yeah,
But, you know, like, if I was going to go somewhere, you know, I'm changing that bitch, though.
Hell no. All right, never have I ever had sex while secretly trying to pay attention to the movie. See, I don't know if I should expose this or not. That's the question.
Just play that bitch, bro.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll plead.
God.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Oh my god. Alright.
That was tough one. I was gonna answer that bitch too. I'll take the loss.
Never have I ever given alcohol to minors. Fuck. I mean.
You better plead that one. Fuck, you gonna go to jail. They gonna be somebody ear hustling.
I'm gonna plead that bitch. It wasn't direct, you know? It was like poured in the cup, you know?
Onto the blue wood.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
That's funny. Never have I ever eaten something out of the garbage. Nope. I ain't with it. I barely even do that 5-second rule. Nah. If that bitch on the floor, it's on the floor.
If she's nuts on the floor, you gonna eat them, though.
Hell no, they got me fucked up.
Never have I ever created a fake Twitter account. Oh my god, I just butchered this shit. Why you giving me the ones with the most words? I'm just like...
Nigga, what? You the one picking them up. What the fuck?
Alright, never have I ever created a fake Twitter or Facebook account to stalk another person. Never. That shit lame. If you block me, we good. If you block me, we good. If I block you, fuck you.
Nigga, you ain't even make no Thomas Edison account. Try to follow me?
Nope.
Mm.
However, I might check on somebody else's.
Hell no. That's funny though. Okay. Never have I ever done something illegal with a family member. I mean, they talking about like fighting or some shit, probably, but other than that, no.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah. I ain't gonna be like, oh no, yeah, nigga, we stole the car, we jumped in it. No, it ain't nothing like that.
My whole family hit stains, fuck you mean.
Fuck out of here. I mean, we hit stains, just not on like shit like that.
On everything, bro. No. Stores, people, fuck it.
GG. Y'all niggas tripping.
We're gang of thugs. Never have I ever agreed to a new sex position and hurt myself in the process. So, nigga, them Charlie horses be a bitch. What you mean?
Nigga, I know. I remember there's this one time where my leg just said, what? Right. I never got that bitch out.
If you could fight through that bitch, like I did.
Like, bro. Salute to you, nigga. Like, real talk.
I fought through that bitch one time. Other than that, I'm 1 for 13.
Yeah. You know what I say? Ah, ah. Nope, we done. We done. Yep.
Oh, sir.
Oh, you're going to have to wait a couple, 10 minutes. Fuck you. Never have I ever stood someone up. I want to say yeah, but that...
I'm trying to think.
That was like some middle school shit, though.
I think, like, you ever stood me up or something?
I don't think so. I'm
trying to think.
I highly doubt it. I know I stood somebody up in middle school. That was pretty much it.
GG. It'll probably come back to me soon.
Probably.
Never have I ever basked in my own smelly fart.
Yeah, you. Plead that motherfucker. Don't let anybody know that one. You best put that bitch to the right side. Because fuck that. Throw it to the side. Just do it. I don't think you want to let anyone know that one.
Alright, when it means bask, what's that mean? What does bask, bask mean, or bask? Whatever the fuck that
is. Okay, so like really stink, nigga.
Like, you mean like sit your ass there and smell it the whole time?
Yeah, like, you know those silent farts? That you like, don't try to acknowledge, you know, but what? You hear them.
You know what, I'm gonna answer this bitch. Yes, sir. I did that shit at a meeting. Because I couldn't fucking leave. Ugh. Now I looked to the person next to me, I said, ugh.
You started blaming shit on the other one.
That bitch worked, though. Dang, I was the first one to go,
ugh. He's like, what the fuck?
Yes, sir. I looked over at his ass and I said, damn. Gave him that same face. Like,
okay. Never have I ever kept a partner's item of clothing so I could sniff it. Nigga, I ain't no fucking Joe from you, nigga. What the fuck?
You ain't never smell your own drawers?
No, it says a partner's.
Oh.
I mean...
Anything?
I mean, that's kind of hard, because... Does, like, perfume on a pillow count?
I mean, I guess so, yeah. I mean,
oh,
sniffing it, right?
Yeah, I guess. Then, yeah, I did it.
It's not like you putting the drawers like over your head and wearing that, bitch.
Oh. Well, yeah, I guess that's a yes.
Never have I ever hit a parked car and not left a note. I mean, I'm an excellent driver. 5 out of 5, recommend. So, no, I never hit a parked car.
But a parked car hit you, right?
Yeah, that bitch ass lady. You're not finna get into that today, though.
Never have I accidentally flashed myself in public. Flash myself? What the fuck?
I don't know, like, fucking...
like a camera flash or like, nah, my fucking like, probably, pants like yeah, drop and shit.
Yeah.
But how the fuck would you flash yourself?
Like nigga on accident.
Like you walk in front of a mirror and shit, you realize like, you don't got pants on?
Like, you know how you keep the shorts underneath your pants? Like you take your pants off and your shit accidentally come out?
I mean, not that I know of.
Dick out, everything.
I mean, if they talking about like flashlight and shit, hell yeah, I've done that a couple times. But they're talking like flash, like, I don't understand that question. Like, real talk.
Never have I ever had toilet water splash on my face while plunging. Excuse me.
Don't do it.
Yeah, bro.
Don't do that one.
That shit happened, bro. I was plunging the fuck out that bitch, and that motherfucker said splash, and bro. Bro, I was done after that shit.
The real question is, did
It tastes good, yeah. Oh, that,
nasty. They call me nasty. That's funny. Alright, never have I ever pretended not to see an elderly person so I wouldn't have to give up my seat. Facts. That shit happened a couple times. Shit, yes. Like, when I sprained my ankle out, you best believe I'm not getting up. You got me fucked up.
Fucking just go on your phone and shit?
Yeah, I'll be like, huh?
Headphones and everything. Fuck that.
Excuse me. I'm like, hold on, I'm on the phone.
Never have I ever grown drugs in my backyard or in my house. Damn, gee, what the fuck?
Yeah, throw that one to the other side.
Okay. All right, you know what?
Don't do it, Dad. Don't do it.
What if it wasn't me? You know what? I can't do that shit. I'm good.
If it wasn't you, you're going to expose somebody?
I'm getting investigated.
That's crazy.
Yo, I heard 12, don't listen to his bitch.
Never have I ever angrily thrown a drink in someone's face. It wasn't a drink, it was a fry, and that bitch like exploded. So if it was
a fry, explode.
If you throw it hard enough, it's going to explode.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like a tater tot or some shit.
Oh, it's a tater tot. It's a whole different story.
Yeah. It was in middle school. I still remember that. And there's a couple motherfuckers that be bringing it back up. Like, hey, you remember when you did this?
Tell the story? Or?
Yeah. Then I'm telling the story.
Then you was getting ready to go.
Excuse me. Watch your profanity. Nah, we was in middle school. And you know those round tables?
Yep.
So this was at Thomas Jefferson Middle School. We're like in the middle. I remember this dude was talking shit. And I'm just looking at him. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up. And I, as soon as I did that, a whole, like, food fight fucking went off. But we sat there, and he kept talking, and he threw something at me. So I was like, all right, but I waited a couple minutes, and I grabbed, like, the biggest fucking tater tot. I said, whoom. Mind you, he had glasses on. So I like, hit him, like, right on the left eye, but, like, by the nose. Mm. You know, like, where the glasses, like, had that pointy shit? So it was right there. And as soon as that bitch hit, that bitch said, like, all over his face. Bad. He was salty as fuck. He was taking it off, trying to wipe his glasses and shit. Oh. And all you know was, you just seen apples and milk and shit just fly everywhere.
Yeah, I was throwing the milk bombs and
hell
shit.
Hell yeah. Like, you would drink something and start throwing that bitch.
Hell yeah. Shake that bitch up.
Hell yeah.
Shake it for no reason.
Yeah, like, the bubble's gonna do something.
Right. You just shake the bitch up and toss it just because.
Yeah.
Man, school fight. Food fights are the best, bro.
Yeah. But, nigga, we were on hard lockdown. Our fucking, our lunch thing. We had everybody in that bitch. Principals, fucking security guards.
I remember we had a food fight and then someone lit a trash can on fire in the bathroom at the same time.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
That was in high school, though, right?
Nah, that shit was in middle school.
Oh, bro. I remember they did that shit at Washington.
It was not going. It was mad as fuck. Never have I ever had a sexual dream about someone who wasn't my significant other. I mean, I can't really control my dreams, but Halle Berry's Halle Berry, you know.
This nigga.
Nine, you know what I'm saying?
You, Halle Berry out of all people?
Catwoman, Halle Berry.
That's, okay.
Catwoman, Halle Berry.
Alright. Halle Berry, though?
Catwoman, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's cool, I guess.
I'm a DC fan.
Nah, see, that's where you fucked up.
Yeah, alright.
I mean, low-key, we talk about that shit. Marvel versus DC. Because I'll flare your ass.
I think we already talked about that, didn't we?
I don't even remember.
Episode 3, tune in. Nah, please don't.
It probably was episode 3, though. That's funny. Never have I ever had someone else do my work and pretending it was my own. Nah. I had somebody help me with my work, but I ain't.
Yeah, me, nigga.
Fuck out of here. No, that's funny because me and my girl just talked about that shit the other day.
Yeah.
Saying, because I remember we were talking about my math finals. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, well, I helped you do this. I'm like, first of all, you helped me study. I'm like, I ain't copying nothing off you. And then that was the end of the conversation.
Gee.
It wasn't really all that, but it was just something.
I mean, technically, you know that, did you ever take psychology in high school?
I want to say yeah.
Yeah. Is, you know, that baby project shit?
So, oh, with the sugar or the powder?
The flower. The flower baby. So I had the flower baby, and I did none of the writing work. I took no pictures with the kid. So the partner I had, she was like this real A student and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew she was going to do that, bitch. If not, then I knew we were just going to fail.
So you had her do everything.
I didn't even tell her to do it. She just did it.
Oh, shit.
And I popped up in class. She's like, here's a portfolio. You can turn it in. I was like, oh, you fucking cool. Then my teacher was like, Andrew, you don't have any pictures in there. You're going to lose points for that. And I was just like, man, I look like a... I look like a deadbeat dad right now. So what I did was take the baby to the library. I said, oh, I don't have a printer at home, unfortunately. We're not lucky enough to have Wi-Fi either, so I couldn't print it out. And
oh, so you just took pictures of the library?
I mean, that's a true story, though. But then I went to the library, and boy, I took my phone out. I said, snap, snap. Took a picture, took two pictures, printed them bitches out, and then glued them and put them back on there. And I said, here you go. I even took one of like my sweater on, and then I took my sweater off.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And then I took it over there to her, and I was just like, here you go, I already had them. Yeah. So.
Who is your partner?
I don't know, it was some girl, I don't fucking know. She wasn't even in the same house, she was in a different house.
Oh, Juju.
And it was just, she was like the smartest person, and I was just like, alright, fuck it.
Yeah, I had one of those house eight people.
I was like, you fucked up.
Fuck it though, that's what's up.
Alright, let me get my car. That was yours.
Oh yeah, it was my car.
I had a story for it, that's all.
You had a better story than I did, what the fuck?
Never have I ever peed in the Gatorade bottle. Who hasn't peed in the Gatorade bottle?
Who hasn't peed in the bottle in general?
Bro, I, the most recent time was, when I was playing football, and it's hot as fuck outside, and I got dehydrated and shit. Damn near heat stroke, and then I chugged like a gallon of water straight. Like, without stopping. And bro, I had to piss for days. I took two of those 32-ounce bottles of Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
I filled both of them bitches up on the sideline.
Nigga.
Dumped them in the trash like nothing happened.
I was going to say, you one of the motherfuckers be like, shh. I'm going to chug it.
I was going to leave it there and, like, see if anybody noticed. But I just decided to throw it away.
Like, no, y'all ain't never tried this apple juice flavor?
I'm dead.
That's just funny. The real question is, was it light or was it dark as fuck?
It was dark because I was dehydrated.
Never have I ever had friends with benefit sex. Oh.
Wait.
That might be a GG on this one.
Oh, no. You want to take that out?
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Yep.
I'm not exposing. Fuck that.
Never have I ever dated someone because they had money. It wasn't dating.
Well, you did it for the money?
Well, no. Here's the story. All right. It was in high school. They were like friends. It was like my friend's friend. Shit. So we just hung out. But they had money. So, you know, I just hung out with them. And, you know, they would always buy food and shit. So, I mean, I was fed. And that's just that. I mean, people was cool and everything. It wasn't like we were ever alone together. It was just like a group of five people. We was all just chilling that summer.
Yeah.
And they had money, so they'd buy food and whatever the fuck. So fuck it.
What the fuck? No, that I'm not gonna lie. That shit happened to me a couple times. Never have I ever peed in a sink or tub. Nigga. I ain't never peed in the sink, but the tub, yeah.
Nigga, I pissed everywhere.
You peed in the sink?
Yeah, G.
No. I ain't with the sink, but...
It's a basement sink.
Oh.
Also, the bathroom sink.
The one that you wash clothes with and shit?
Oh, I think, yeah. That bitch multiple times.
Mm.
It was like...
No, if it was... If we're talking about strictly the tub, yeah. I'd be doing that shit damn near all the time if I have to go. Like, if I forget to use the toilet before I jump in that bitch, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you pee in the shower. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Just don't shit in that bitch, because... That's G fucking G.
You gonna stomp that bitch down the drain.
That's right. Crazy.
Never have I ever spaced out while driving and missed my exit. Luckily, I've only missed my exit a couple times. One time, I spaced out while driving. And, yeah, actually, it wasn't spaced out. I fell asleep while driving.
This nigga.
I woke up on the other side of the road, and I was just like, what we doing on the left, bro? We not in Europe. And then I realized I was going to fall into a ditch, and I was like, oh, shit. Just got back over.
Right.
Like, ain't nothing happened. I was awake that day, though.
Hell yeah, right after.
Yeah, I was awake that day.
Nah, I spaced out, but I ran a red light.
Oh.
But nobody was around, but knowing my paranoid ass, like, yeah. Right after, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, because you know how you don't know if you ran it?
I ran about 12 red lights now.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, oh, damn, did I run it? And then you get all paranoid trying to look. I was like, there's literally nobody by you.
Matter of fact, I spaced out on the way up here.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I remember, man, this is weird as fuck. I know this is so out of, like, place, but I was dropping off my girl and my dad, okay? Because my girl's house, and then if you go up the street more, a couple blocks or a mile or two, his job was there. So I'm dropping her off, and I turned the corner. Why the fuck this lady in the street, like, yelling help and everything? But you know damn well she on some shit because her eyes and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I didn't see her at first until I looked. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I'm like starting to like go to the side a little bit. This bitch trying to jump in front of my car. I'm like, hit that bitch with a skirt. Bro, that shit was crazy. And then my dad yelling at me. I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up, bro. You act like I meant to do that.
I'm dead.
I was like, nigga, what? That bitch jumped in front of my car. She lucky I ain't hit her.
Is it my turn or your turn?
Yeah, it's my turn. Never have I ever watched porn on a work computer. Nah.
That'd be a fat ass GG.
Nah. I mean, does Twitter count on my phone?
Nah.
It's not like I looked for it. It was just there.
It's like on the computer. If you logged into the computer and you searched up porn, that's when it counts.
Nah. Nah, you know how you'd be on Twitter and it'd be like the random ass retweets?
Yeah.
It's like you think it's something and then bam, it's just like somebody fucking doing it. That shit happened to me a couple times. Motherfuckers like, what the fuck you watching? I'm like, nigga, I thought this was SpongeBob, first of all.
I thought it was SpongeBob. Never have I ever lied while playing. Never have I ever. I mean, if I don't answer, is that lying?
Yeah, no, no, yes.
Then,
nah, I don't know.
I'm truthful, so that's an easy one.
Oh, really? Where were you on January 12th, 1997?
Exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Yeah. No, you said I'll be conducting the interview. What the fuck? Never have I ever donated sperm. Nah, I ain't with it.
I heard there's so many qualifications for that.
Yeah, no.
I did not reach it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You gotta be straight, 5'2".
Wait, what? Yeah,
you might be able to get that.
You're not straight, though?
No, the 5'2 part, bro.
Oh, you said straight, 5'2".
Yeah, no. I'm talking about the 5'2 part.
Yeah. Oh. I was just saying, you could be gay and still donate sperm.
Bro, then that means that kid's all in there is gonna be gay.
You ain't never seen no Family
Science
Guy?
Science.
Science.
Never have I ever fallen asleep during sex.
Now, really think about this.
Nah.
I feel like you is one of them type of niggas. You're up, like, get on top, and then, like, for a couple minutes, you out, and then you wake up.
I'm dead.
And you're like, oh, shit, I forgot I was doing this.
Nah. Never.
Bro, you ain't gotta lie, dog.
Have I ever.
Never have I ever gotten poison ivy from having sex outdoors.
What? There's not even poison ivy around here.
Dude. I got in hella mosquito bites.
That's fucking gay. No niggas was in your ass.
Yeah. But not poison ivy.
Your ass was camping, huh?
Something like that.
Just keep doing the white people shit.
Did you put on sunscreen today?
Never have I ever been broken up with for being too immature. I mean...
Just say yes.
I mean, I don't know if it was immaturity.
From a woman's perspective, they say immaturity.
Yeah,
so
we'll jump to another dick, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know it was going to be like that.
Thoughts?
Whore. Bitch.
I mean, they could say immaturity, but the whole time what they're really thinking is, I want Manuel's dick or some dumb shit like that.
Probably.
No, they want the Corrido niggas, you know what I'm saying?
The Corrido.
It's like, I'm gonna jump up back in that bitch talking about aye, 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 aye.
This nigga. Ja, ja, ja.
Yeah, I'm on ja, ja, ja too, my nigga.
This nigga funny. Oh, never have I ever used my phone to call someone while taking a shit. Yes and no. Because half of the time they call me and I'm just on the fucking toilet taking a shit. And then when they ask, what am I doing, I tell them, they're like, oh, you nasty ass? I'm like, first of all, nigga, you call me.
I've talked to my manager while taking the shit. Yeah. He told me to call him as soon as possible, and I said, all right. Yeah. Nigga, this is as soon as I can call you.
Like, nigga, this is the most quieted place, too.
Yeah.
Let's fuck it.
I'm pretty sure he's calling me too while taking this shit, because I've heard that bitch echo before too.
Yeah. Fuck it though. It's whatever.
Never have I ever been part of a sports brawl. Yes, I have. Many times. Won't be my last ever.
Yeah, same.
Like, one time I got my ass beat because I was on the other sideline. So we was on the other side of the field. And that whole game, me and dude was smacking each other in the helmets and shit like that. And this particular time, I pushed him all the way out to, like, the hash on the left side. And then from there, he grabbed my jersey, and he was holding on to me. And I had let go. And then he wouldn't let go. And I told the nigga, let go. He didn't let go. So I punched him dead in his fucking helmet.
That nigga. All that for nothing.
That straight hook. I punched him straight in the fucking... Bro, and then as soon as I punched him, he tried to grab my fucking face mask and take my shit off. So I punched his ass again and that shit. And then once they saw that second punch, bro, everybody started running over there. And the dudes off their sideline was gonna come jump my ass, bro.
Did you?
I swear to God. That shit was scary.
This thing.
But I was down. I was like, fuck it, I'm down.
Your teammate have your back?
My teammates came over to get me. They was like, this nigga tripping. And I didn't play for like another two drives, and then I went back in. Yeah, that man was heated.
Oh, I bet.
And man, throwing his helmet on the sideline and shit, too. I still told him from the other side, we could get the shit cracking.
Man, we almost had a brawl, but not really. Mm. You know, when it was middle school, you know, you had the top schools, like, supposedly Zion, Warren, or not Warren. What was the Gurney school?
Middle school?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I don't know. I forgot the names. Viking?
Viking Park? No, that's an elementary school.
Park District.
Oh, probably. But yeah, we had all that. And every time we would go to, like, one of their home games, they want to do the most, bro. I don't know if I can talk shit, trying to throw shit at you while you trying to walk in and get ready. There's a bunch of dumb shit. Like,
yeah. Real shit. But I mean, it's basically because we're out there in the heat and we out there playing hard as fuck. So that's why we're more prone to fight because if I'm smacking dude, I'm smacking him in the helmet anyways. Like, that's my thing I like to do.
Yeah.
It's illegal as fuck, but that's the thing.
I mean, if you don't get caught, whatever.
As soon as they pop off the line, they think shit's gonna be sweet. Just smack them right across the fucking helmet. That'd be alright.
Daze their ass real quick.
Yeah, oh. They don't like that shit. Mm. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck it, dog. Fuck it. Never have I ever gone to a party, done drugs, and had sex with someone I just met. Nah. I don't do drugs, so.
Hey, really? So that one time didn't matter with us?
Huh?
Oh, never mind.
You like, what? You look, he's just having me like, huh? No, yeah, I don't do drugs, so. Okay. Nah. That's a no. I barely go to parties, too. I don't really fuck with parties.
You're a perfect child, bro.
I'm a child of God.
Yeah, I'm a child of Buddha. Never have I ever regretted dating someone. Nigga, yes, I have.
Wow. Name drop? Plug it. I just play, bro. You
have to. All my exes.
Oh, GG. Fuck all you hoes.
Let them bitches burn in hell.
Not, bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Them bitches is a bag of tricks.
Oh.
Man. Damn. I mean, they got a bag of tricks, you know? I mean, I regret dating all of them. But also at the same time, I don't, because they taught me a lot of lessons, like when not to date.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck them. But thank you.
Thanks for the experience. Never have I ever used a hotel room just to have sex. Sex. I have.
$45.
Yeah. Quick one-nighter.
Two hours. Check back out.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Never have I ever been chased by...
I have, but then again, we did stay and had a good-ass time, so... We ain't tripping.
Never have I ever been chased by the police.
I have. Fucking facts. Like, a couple times.
I mean, like in a car? Nah.
On foot? Yeah.
On foot? Yeah.
In the wintertime, you know, you get them ice, put snow around, and throw them at the windows.
Mm.
So he used to do with cops, and one thought he was slick, tried to get our ass. Hell no.
So,
We're nice street boys.
When I was in, whatchamacallit, I was in school, and I had went to Warren. Mm-hmm. One of my dudes told me that he was going to be, he was going to go support one of his dudes to fight. And I was like, oh, one of my dudes is fighting. You know, I'm going to go fight too. And then, you know, they popped up and shit. 12 came all up in that bitch and saw all the kids sitting in the playground. What the fuck is y'all doing here? And, you know, we all booked it, bro. Mm-hmm. And they got in their cars and some of them tried to catch us for no reason. Like, we didn't even do nothing yet, but they was just on that. And, yeah.
That's how it be, though. Like, half of the time. Like, you don't do nothing. It's just a big-ass crowd. They always have to investigate somehow.
Yeah, then, you know, shit always happens at the Waukegan Beach, you know? So. Mm-hmm.
Always something at fucking Waukegan Beach, bro. That's why I hated going there.
The fucking festivals.
Yeah.
At Belvedere.
Shit, you remember when we all went for the cookout?
Yep.
The House 6 cookout? Yep. It was just, like, us, like, no teachers or nothing. Mm-hmm. A couple of us left fucking shooting, so they were like, what the fuck? I came back and shit like, yo, like, what the fuck going on? They ain't let nobody back in there, bitch.
Dead.
Okay. Never have I ever looked up an ex more than once on social media. I mean, I guess. I guess so. Fuck it. Yeah, I have. It's not on, like, some stalker shit, though.
This all by myself.
No, I just be like, if they talking shit, I want to know. And I like, when you just break up with somebody and they want to sneak this. Like, that type of shit.
So I'm bopping it.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, that's the type of shit I'm talking about.
Alright, never have I ever posted a picture on social media to make another person jealous.
Yes, no,
maybe probably so. Did. I mean, probably when I was younger. Probably like, you know, where like bitches think like you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. and then you post something for TBH? Question mark. You know?
Yeah.
Just gotta let them know that we're not doing that here. That's probably it.
Nigga, I remember I had a girl break up because she thought I was seeing somebody else because a random ass girl.
Whole time it was me.
Yeah, like low key. Like, a random ass girl made a video. She looked like, oh, Anthony, your eyes are so sexy. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, first of all, I don't even know her.
You fucked up by liking that post.
I didn't, though. That's the funny thing. It was just a random ass post I was tagged in. I was like, nigga, what? Never have I ever gone to school or work with no underwear on. Hell yeah, nigga. Commando all day. Nah, I used to do that shit.
Are you commando right now?
Nah.
Let me check.
I mean, you know, they check her, dog. I mean, no, yeah, in elementary school, supposedly, I used to, instead of wearing underwear, I used to wear, like, my Spider-Man Robin costume under, so a motherfucker tries to, like, fight me, I'll take that bitch off. Like, what's up, nigga?
Yo, that's stupid as fuck.
Nigga, I was one of those superhero kids.
Nigga, when you run out of drawers, you gotta wear shorts.
Nigga, even then, I was like, nah.
Never have I ever dumped somebody because my friends didn't like them. Nah. Unfortunately, I was always faithful as fuck no matter what I was told, so. I should have probably listened, but whatever.
Okay.
That's gay.
Yeah, that was weak. That was a weak ass question.
Fucking weak.
Never have I ever slept with someone my friend was interested in.
Mm-mm.
Should I answer this?
That's up to you, bro. I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I don't even know, so.
I want to say no. Yeah, nah, fuck it, no. Yeah, it's a no.
This nigga lying.
Come on, lying. I don't think so, nah.
Did you start it off or I started it off?
I think you did.
You gonna end it then, I guess, after this one.
Yeah, most likely.
Never have I ever lied about what I did for a living just to get laid. I didn't get laid, but I lied what I did.
What do you mean?
I mean,
elaborate.
You know, you gotta stunt sometimes, you know? Like, when I wasn't a manager, I was like, I'm a manager.
Oh, you were one of them. Yeah, annoying
it was
ass
like,
kids.
It wasn't like to get, like, it wasn't to, like, impress people or nothing.
Dude.
It was just, like, because other business people I would meet, like, you know, they'd be, like, all in their shit. And I was just trying to, like, see their perspectives and shit like that. So, bada bing and bada boom.
That was weak. Never have I ever seen one of my coworkers naked.
Cool. Nigga.
No.
Give me that Filet-O-Fish.
No. No, I haven't. No. That's a no.
Yeah, it's just because you didn't work with me.
This nigga. I mean, I would have before, but you set tripping twice.
What you talking about?
Could have worked at McDonald's together in my job now.
No, I applied at the McDonald's, but them bitches was trying to get me for the morning shift, like 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck y'all.
I remember that shit. Nigga, bro, that was like one of the best years.
I was like, called, and I was just like, yeah, I put the application. She's like, oh, what time are you trying to work for? I was just like, the nights? And she was like, nah, we need people from like 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the morning. I was like, nigga, I got school. She's like, oh, then I guess you can't do it. I was like, all right, fuck you.
That's crazy, because you know how many times they would complain about them not having enough closers, but there was like stupid 8 bitches. Motherfuckers.
I was trying to steal McChickens and shit.
Nigga, that's why I got fat, bro. Stealing the chicken nuggets and shit.
I never have ever stole a condom from my dad or my mom. No, because I don't even know if or where the condoms are. So that's a big ass no for me.
Did you? Damn, we ran through that shit quick, bro.
I ran through you quick, dude.
Nah. So, alright, so how many cards you got on the other?
Two, G.
Damn.
It looks like we both hitting that bitch.
Hey, yes. Listen. Ah, fuck.
I'm not answering them. So, I mean, one, I can't snitch. Two, I can't snitch on somebody else.
Yeah.
So, looks like we actually both hitting that bitch.
So, it's a draw.
Yeah.
Then that's weak. So what are we gonna
you
do?
You wanna pull one final card, see?
I mean, or do you just wanna do like one person on one person's account? What like you mean? Do like you pull something and I pull something.
Mm. I don't know about that. Then you know like I'm gonna have to wait for you to post it so I can see you.
Alright, there's two cards. Right, we'll do that then.
Alright. I'll start it off first then. Never have I ever woken up to the DVD title screen blaring on repeat.
What? Nigga, you better get another card. To fuck.
Yeah, we guess it. I guess we'll just keep going until.
Yeah.
Puts it away.
Yeah, Loki. Bring out a whole nother
never day. Have I ever questioned a moon landing. Yes, I have. Trash.
Yeah.
Nigga, say your card.
Shit. Never have I ever left a restaurant without paying tab. A couple times. It'd be one of those days, bro.
One of the questions is like, question that none of us are going to want to answer in the sex one's problem.
Yeah, low key.
Never have I ever missed a bond with nigga every day. What are you talking about?
Oh, I got a sex one. It says, never have I ever had sex on the hood of a car. I have not. No. In a car? Yes. On the hood? Nah.
Never have I ever owned my own bowling ball. No, what the fuck?
Who had their own bowling ball? It was Marcus, right?
I don't fucking know.
Never have I ever broke something in a store and walked away from it. Yup.
Trash.
Never have I ever regifted.
Yes.
I broke one of those pull-out drawers.
You broke my heart.
Nigga. Never have I ever taken Molly. Nope. No, I don't do drugs.
Yes.
I don't do drugs.
Never have I ever been in handcuffs.
I have.
Yes.
Ugh. Never have I ever sexted. Of course.
Oh my god, he's a trash, bro. Never have I ever said figuratively when I meant literally. All the time I'm dyslexic, dude.
What the fuck?
But what's some red cards? Is them like hard ass questions?
No, those aren't even questions.
What the fuck is it?
Those are just like playing cards.
Oh shit, we should have wrote one.
Never have I ever spilled a drink on someone on purpose. No.
I have.
Oh, probably. Like, fucking around throwing water on each other and shit.
Yeah, but, I mean, also because, you know, I didn't like that dude, so I said, oops. Never have I ever worked at a kid's birthday party. I mean, handing out cupcakes, I guess so.
Never have I ever taken a shower with more than one person. As a kid, nigga, I was in that bitch. Fucking four niggas. To fuck.
Never have I ever been blindfolded during sex. No, unfortunately.
Never have I ever texted a dirty picture to a relative on accident. Tell you the truth, I highly doubt it. But yeah.
Your grandma's gonna swipe up on you.
Like, honey, what is that?
Never have I ever smoked a cigarette I found on the ground. Yeah, I did.
Damn, we really can't find one. Never have I ever burned myself with a at-home waxing kit.
Trash.
No. Not even close. An iron, probably.
Never have I ever been worried I was going to die after taking drugs. Been worried? No. I mean, actually, yeah, because, boy, I was coughing.
You drug abuser.
This was boom.
Never have I ever had someone of the same sex hit on me. That shit happened a couple times.
I don't want the story now.
Yeah, that shit happened a couple times.
Yeah, I don't want that story.
Nigga, what you be? It was in school.
Oh, shit.
Niggas thought I was cute. They said something. I was like, thank you. That was it. Don't hit me with nothing else.
Never have I ever been stuck in a friend zone or friend zone someone else. Nigga, I know both sides.
Nigga, what? Never have I ever used grease from my nose to fizzle beer foam.
All right, bro. We're going to take a break and find one that's a deal breaker for each other.
Nigga, how about you think of one and I think of one? All right. Straight off dome.
All right.
Hey, whichever one. Is worse than we won't answer.
I'm trying to think of some like deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, low key, me too.
I'm gonna let you go first because I know exactly what I think I'm gonna say.
I don't know what the fuck I wanna say.
Level of pettiness, bro.
I don't know. Maybe you guys will ask me first because I don't have shit.
I don't know if you wanna answer it though.
Go ahead. Let's see. You got the balls or not?
Oh, I got balls, bro.
Let's see.
I got the balls right now. Put my nutsack on your drum set.
This nigga.
Alright. Never have I ever.
Wait, are you asking me or are you telling
me? Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Cause you say never have you ever.
Never have you ever. had that fucking revenge sex. Or tried to have the revenge sex on come somebody else.
Or tried?
Yeah.
Yo, my watch is tweaking, bro.
Yeah, I bet.
No. No?
Okay. No. I'm waiting for my question then.
Nah, because if I would have happened, I wouldn't have tried, nigga. It would have happened. Fucking.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, no. Nah. Fuck. Damn, nigga, I don't know. It's hard thinking of questions on the spot. Alright, never have you ever... had intercourse with your girl but thought of another one?
Nope. Yeah. Nope, that shit's just weird. That shit's weird, bro.
Fuck me. Damn, nigga, we're worse than the cards. What the fuck?
Bet.
Damn. Yours is good, though, but not for me.
Oh, not for you. I got you.
Damn, bro, this is, like, mad. All right,
never have you ever hit on another girl while being in a relationship?
No.
Damn, I thought I had one there.
Nah.
Now I'm really going for the gut, bro.
If we're talking about, like, celebrities, my girl already knows that Tinashe's bad. She thinks so too, but she gets mad every time I like the pictures. But that's it. Fuck. Alright, never have you ever tried. Fuck. What the fuck was I gonna say? I had it and lost it.
Alright, you want me to go again?
No, wait, hold on. Alright, never have you ever tried to make your girlfriend cheat on you so you could cheat on her? That's a fire question.
No. Couldn't. Because I want to be able to do it, because then I have to beat her ass. And then beat my ass too, anyways. So, fuck it. Never have you ever beat it off in a public place?
No, but I know a lot of motherfuckers that did.
Yeah, you looking at one of the...
Fucking...
Damn, bro, this shit... Fool. I'm supposed to look at the cards.
That's what I'm saying. Bro, we might as well just do the...
Never have you ever...
The forfeit.
Scratch your balls and smell it.
No, but I know somebody that does.
Nigga, stop answering the question, bro. Shit, just say...
Nah, nigga, fuck you. What the fuck? If I'm gonna lose, you gonna lose too. You got me fucked up. I'm not losing by myself.
Never have you ever digged in your booty hole and smelled it?
Nah.
Oh.
I had my parents do it, though.
That's damn.
That's when I was a kid.
I'm dead. I'm just fucking dead.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, God. I was like fucking 5'6", and my ass was fucking itching, bro. So I went back there and scratched it. I told my mom, smell my finger. She smelled that bitch. She was mad as fuck. And then she told me to go do it to my dad.
Mm.
Mind you, my dad was with all his niggas in the house. I think they were watching the finals or the Super Bowl. And I told my dad, I'm like, Dad, smell my finger. He's watching the game. I'm like, Dad, smell it. He's like, all right. He smells it. He looks at me and doesn't even realize it. And then he smells it again. And he's like, what the fuck? And then my mom's laughing on the other side of the room. And then one of my dad's friends is like, what the fuck? Let me smell it. Said, this nigga had me fucking having his nigga smell my finger. All of them, they're just like, what the fuck? It smells like shit. And every time, I remember when they told me that shit. And I'm like, I think I was like 14 or some shit. Nigga, I was fucking dying.
Bro, your ass a goofy.
Nigga, that shit's hella funny. I'm like, wait, so all you motherfuckers smelled it? Your ass a goofy. Nigga, that's some funny ass shit.
Never have you ever fucked the same, fucked two different people on the same bed?
No. Mm. Nope.
I don't know what the fuck to get you, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Never have you ever lied about how much you're packing.
Are you? Can you elaborate? Can you use it in a sentence?
You know what the fuck I'm talking about, nigga.
Talking about my penis?
Yes, sir.
About like how much I got. Like, I'm like, yeah. How big it is? I mean, I ain't got no reason to lie, you feel me?
This nigga. You want to, niggas, lowball yourself?
Nah.
I have 2 inches.
I mean, here's the thing. You got to be confident in yourself, you know? If you know how to use that thing, you good.
So more.
But this dick is taken.
The motion of the ocean?
This dick is taken. This dick.
Would you like to elaborate? Look at us. This
dick only goes in my mouth.
Yeah, what the fuck? This nigga. Nigga, I don't know. I think we should just forfeit together.
All right, let's forfeit. That's it.
Because that's the G fucking G.
GG. If you guys have any better questions that you want us to answer, make sure you can ask us anywhere.
Yeah, we just trying to get... Low-key, this is fun as hell. Like, if we can get some more games on here.
I'm so glad I got to do this experience with you, Anthony.
That's like I guess family is mutual. If you want to take it up like that.
I mean, I feel it, bro.
I mean, like, deadass, we should do more games on here.
More games?
Yeah.
You want to play more games?
Yeah, some shit like this, because this is decent.
Like I played you?
Oh.
Oof.
Damn.
Damn.
You heard me, dog.
My fault.
So, how are we going to do this?
Next one, done the myth.
We're going to do it on one each? Like, one social media platform? Or?
Well, I guess, like...
Or all one thing.
What are you going to do? Like, you got to say something on my shit? Are you going to just, like, post something on my shit?
Yeah.
All right, I guess. Go ahead.
All right, but this is the thing. You want to do, like, all three, and then... If you do all three, they won't be as bad as if, like, you do only one.
I mean, I'm down for whatever. So, if you want to do all three, we can, but...
I mean, that's what I'm asking, because I don't know.
We can do it. We can do all three. Fuck it.
I was going to say,
you can have one
platform, but it's going to be the worst.
You can do one big one. I really don't care, but...
All right, sure.
Yeah, if you want to go big, go big. If you want to go ahead and tone it down a bit, then go ahead. I mean, I don't care. I'm down for whatever.
I mean, see... Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's my social medias are all the same. So just follow me on Twitter. You'll see it everywhere. If you follow me on Twitter, my Instagram is linked up to it. So just click the link. Take it to there. And you'll see whatever the fuck it is.
Can we delete the post or no?
After a day.
After a day.
After, once the podcast is up, you have to leave it for a full day.
Okay. So are we doing it after the podcast is up? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Like, as soon as the podcast is up, that's when they get posted.
I can deal with that.
Yeah. So you have to say that bitch in your drafts.
I got you.
Or do you want to post it now, and then when the podcast goes out, then they'll realize.
That'd be kind of weird. But I mean,
no, lucky we should do that then. All right, go ahead. Fuck it. We'll do it like that.
Fuck it, send it.
Shit, alright then. I mean, so yeah, that's pretty much it. Damn, nigga, we missed, what was it, like 2-3 weeks of this? Of an episode? Maybe like 2 weeks. Like, we posted 2 in 1 week. Because that was, maybe was like that for?
It's about 2 weeks.
Do you remember when we posted?
Yes.
It was like the first.
Warm summer night of April 2022.
It was the first and the sixth, I think.
I think it's something like that.
And then we missed that whole, bro, yeah, 2 weeks. A week.
Bro, it's all right. I'm sure.
We coming back, though. We got to slowly grind our way up.
Always coming, bro. What are you talking about?
This nigga. Nigga, we got game plans.
Game plans. Gang, gang.
All right, then, guys. Well, if you guys are listening, if you guys have listened to this whole thing.
If you made it all the way through.
Just want to thank you guys for listening. If you guys had a good laugh, just want to thank you guys for listening.
Aloha.
Little beach. Whore. On our black youngster shit. YouTube coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. YouTube coming soon. At Bro Lab.
We got some small merchandise coming soon, too. So check out for that.
To all our people who are actually listening to this shit and have been loyal to our shit.
DM us.
You got to pay for that merchandise, so make sure you hit the inbox. Let me know.
Mm-hmm. We got you guys.
We might have to quiz you, though, to let you know. Like, make sure that you listen to our shit.
Yeah. Like, three questionnaire.
But you know who you are, so you might not have to pay for that merchandise.
Even in general.
Just saying.
But yeah, this is a small little, like, Kickstarter.
It's like a thank you, because y'all listen. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been faithful to us. As faithful as I am to my Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Say, little Kiwis, go around while Keegan post that bitch.
I'm doing it. Hey, chill.
That's all I'm going to say, bro. Just post that bitch. That's it.
Chill, bro. Chill.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
Yeah, we got niggas trying to copy our style, so we...
I swear to God, if somebody do the same shit we did, I swear to God, bro.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if somebody do the same shit we do, I'm going off and on. Fuck out of their ass.
Yeah, though, we going low-key as possible.
I swear to God.
But we still up there.
Shit, I hit the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but this is Bro Lab, another Walking in Exclusive podcast.
Yes, sir.
And we out.
My name is Anthony.
My name is Andrew.
This is Bro Lab, baby.
Gang, gang, gang.
All right, then, guys. Peace.